Welcome back here on Downtown on a Wednesday afternoon, 21st day of March. Rich Kimball, Gary Haskell here with you. And once again this week, we're talking with folks from the Top Gun Accelerator Program, entrepreneurship happening all around us. To my right, our friend Emma Wilson is here. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you for having us again.
Well, it's great to have you back in. We had a ball last week. My arms feel better already from working with the Arm Aid.
Really? Are you feeling it?
I am. I'm bigger, faster, stronger.
That's awesome.
Yep, I may be a senior Olympics in my future or something. Or at least I'll just be less cranky, which my wife would appreciate as well. To my left, our entrepreneur this week is Joanne Steinberg. And Joanne, your business is
The Love Card,
which I have to apologize. I haven't been able to say it any other way other than getting real close to the mic for the last week and saying, The Love Card. I have to do it that way. I'm sorry. Okay. Tell me about The Love Card.
So The Love Card is something that started 2 years ago, and you're holding the card in your hand. On one side, you have a radiating heart. On the other side, there's a little message. And I created them really just to let friends and family know that they're loved and throw them in a Christmas card or birthday card. And what wound up starting to happen is people who received the card started paying it forward. And so they got the card, and then they said, oh, I want to make sure, you know, so-and-so has one. And so they started contacting me and asking, could you send me some more cards? Can you send me some more cards?
And that's the cool thing. And this is really becoming, in many ways, a global phenomenon.
Yeah, it really is. It's pretty amazing. Without really doing very much at all, people are paying it forward. And I hear from people all the time, really sweet comments from China and Italy and Japan and Europe, other places in Europe and all around the country.
40,000 of these have been given?
Yeah, close to 50,000.
Wow, and you have a pretty impressive ultimate goal, too.
Yeah, what I'd really like to see is 1 million cards printed this year.
It's a lot of love to spread around right there.
It is a lot of love, yeah.
Right, so for anybody who wants to get their hands on a love card and is not lucky enough to have someone send it to them, how do they go about doing that?
So if you go to the website, thelovecard.org, one of the commitments that I wanted to make to this project is that it wasn't something that was going to be sold, but that I've been giving them away for free for a couple of years. So you can actually fill out the form on the site, and we'll send you some free love cards. And then there's another part on the site where you can donate to support the work.
Sounds great. Now, I'm reading the back of it here. This is the love card. You are holding this card because you are loved. It delivers a powerful energy of love and self-love. Hold it tight. Take 3 deep breaths and feel the love. 3 deep breaths are not great radio, so I'm going to do that a little bit later. But I'm going to feel the love here. When given away, you give the gift of love to another. So what a great concept and what a great idea. It seems so simple, but what a good time for us to be finding ways to spread the love and share the love when, it seems in all too short a supply these days.
Yeah. It's really very sweet what's happening.
How did you get this idea, Joanne?
Again, I think it was just a way of, I originally started it with the idea of just kind of keeping it close and personal with my own family and friends. And then what I realized is that, you know, we've been hearing for years, for decades, that, you know, spread the love, give love, it's all about love. But what does that really mean? You know, I love this person, I love that person. So I then thought, well, how do we give love to somebody that might be difficult, irritating us, that we're not in agreement with, somebody who we might be judging in any kind of situation. So this is just a way of just sort of sliding the card in front of somebody or leaving it behind somewhere. And there's so many times where somebody will pick up the card, and I get comments all the time, which is what's really motivating me to keep going. You know, you can't imagine what this card did for me in this moment. On this day, I was having the hardest day, and then I picked up this card.
The other thing that sounds like a great part of this to me is that it's tangible, and in a world that exists so much out in cyberspace and the ether of likes and follows and things that disappear as soon as you're done clicking that mouse, just the ability to hold something like this in your hand and look at it and take those deep breaths and then make that active response to think about who to pass it along to next. That's such a great idea.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. It's the love card. Joanne Steinberg, again, www.thelovecard.org. Well, we wish you well with this. What a wonderful idea, and thank you for coming in here to spread a little love and sunshine as well.
Thank you very much.
And Emma, while we have a moment, too, want to mention a fun event you've got coming up.
It's called Brews and Schmooze, It's next Wednesday, the 28th, and it's from 5:30 to 7 at the Bangor Beer Company. And if you've never heard of the Bangor Beer Company, it's connected to Oriental Jade right over by the mall. And this is a networking event for Top Gun, so you can meet all the great entrepreneurs that are in our class, and there's a free food and beer pairing. So there's three courses of Asian fusion cuisine paired with three Bangor Beer Company beers. So it should be a good time.
That sounds wonderful. Emma Wilson from the Top Gun program, Joanne Steenberg, thank you so much, both of you, for being with us. Now, Joanne, you said somebody that's maybe irritating you, annoying you, you can slide this over to them, right? I'm looking at Carrie and Bruce. And I may have to think about this a little longer. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Top Gun Accelerator Program entrepreneurs visiting with us every Wednesday on the program. And Emma, people want to go find out more about that big event next week. You said they can go to the Upstart Center Facebook page for more information. And this is very cool, too. Joanne telling us before we went on that she received so much feedback on this whole idea of the love card, paying it forward. She heard from the Marshall County, Kentucky School Department, and because a lot of these are getting donated to schools, and she got this letter thanking her and saying how much it was helping with the healing process. And then she didn't realize until she looked into it that they were another victim of a recent school shooting. So how wonderful that is, just that simple token of love and friendship. And Joanna told us earlier about a nurse who came out of a particularly tough day in the hospital, and a love card was on her car, and she cried for 20 minutes just for what it did for her. It's such a simple and yet wonderful idea for the times we're in, the love card. So you can learn more again, www.thelovecard.org.